Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Monday, which means our dear friend, Garrett Vogel, joins us wearing purple today. Hello, Garrett. How are you?
Hello, Bobby.
Hello, hello, hello. Let's jump into the show. We've got tons of news to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
We're going to really tread gently and carefully today around the shocking death of Matthew Perry. So we have a lot of news to get to, but up front, I just wanted to say, gosh, this one really hit me hard. I'd been watching him, the whole group, the whole bunch of friends, for such a long time. 54 years old, even though he obviously had a very difficult history that he spoke about, he was very honest about. It's still surprising.
I mean, he's been a staple in everyone's house for constantly every day for the last 30 plus years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No matter if you didn't watch it or not, he was there.
He was there.
like a friend.
Yes, like a friend. You just said it so well, because I think the show was on for about 10 years, but it never went away. The show never went away. In fact, you could turn on your TV pretty much every day and somewhere find a rerun of Friends. That's why he was always there.
Around the world.
Around the world. Around the world, which also tells you some of the pressures on him. We'll get to that in a moment. So let's go over some of the facts. He was reported dead at just 54 years old, apparently from a drowning. So the beloved Friends star was reportedly found in his jacuzzi of his home in Los Angeles around 4 p.m. on Saturday. First responders rushed to the address after they got a call reporting a cardiac arrest. So that's where people are a little confused here. We don't know yet what the official cause was. We don't know if it was a heart attack, a cardiac arrest, or if in fact he drowned. So that's still up in the air until we get the actual report from the doctors. It's unclear who made the 911 call, but the call came from within the house. We think it was an assistant. That's who we believe found him. Sources are telling TMZ that thankfully no drugs were found at the scene and no foul play is suspected. Perry, who is not married and he does not have children, has a long history with drugs and alcohol abuse. Last year, his memoir came out, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Things. I read it. It was an amazing book. And now it's actually shot up the charts, Garrett. It's number one again on the book.
I can't believe it. I mean, it was a year ago.
A year ago.
Like, he literally just opened up about his life. Everything that we kind of speculated or heard rumors about, he pretty much cleared the air with that book no less than a year ago.
Yeah.
The book's not even almost a year old
yeah.
about.
Yeah, it knocked Britney Spears' memoir off number one for a moment last night. And in that book, he really did go deep. Like, sometimes these celebrities, they do memoirs and they tell you the half-truth, or they right. tell you the truth with a polish on
Skim the top.
A gloss on it. He didn't. He told us everything, including the fact. He confirmed this. We sort of knew it, but he confirmed it. He went to rehab 15 times.
Wow.
He underwent 14 surgeries to try and mitigate the damage he'd done to his stomach during his drug and alcohol use. He even at one point was wearing a colostomy bag after his colon exploded because of drug use. He went on to say in an interview while promoting the book, he had been told that he had less than 2% chance to live. He added
wow.
that he spent about $9 million over the years trying to get sober, and at his worst, he was taking 55 Vicodin, their painkillers, every single day. Shocking stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that he also told the stories that he was like this while we were laughing every Thursday night watching Friends, you know, and everybody, you know, saw the episodes or the seasons where, you know, his weight kind of fluctuated and it was like, oh, what's going on? It was because he was living this life that, you know, no one really knew. Everyone just thought they knew, but the other interesting thing I was reading about Matthew is that over the last year, if someone, no matter who they were, said, hey, I have a drinking problem or I am battling an addiction to drugs, he would, can you help me? And he would.
Yes.
And he said he would follow up with calls to make sure you're doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just hate to see that. You feel that he was maybe turning a corner and maybe starting a second life and one that could be positive and help out a lot of people. And just to see it come to an end like that, it sucks.
It sucks.
It sucks.
That's the way to put it. It really does suck. Couple of things. You're right. Celebrities are coming forward now. Hank Azaria saying that Matthew was the first person to take him to rehab. We're going to see this. Remember when Brad Pitt said it was Bradley Cooper who got him clean? It was Bradley Cooper that brought him to rehab. We're going to find that a lot of people in Hollywood, they have Matthew Perry to thank for this. I was reading to this amazing statement he made several months ago. And he said he knows when he dies, it's all going to be about Friends. And he's grateful to Friends. He said it was an amazing experience. The money, the power, the fame. As an actor, the material, it was good too. It was a show you could be proud of. So he knew it was always going to be about Friends. But he said if he could make a decision, Friends would be a little lower down on the list and higher up would be the help that he had given people in need. He started the Perry House in Malibu, which was a rehab facility. He gave away millions of dollars to help people get clean, to charities. But alas, and I get it, I get the world we live in, it's going to all be about Friends. But today, if you're thinking about Matthew, you might be, I'm sure you are, as well as remembering some of the favourite moments from that show that we all loved, also remember that he was a man that did real, real good. So Matthew looked relaxed at dinner with his friends at his last public sighting, Garrett. So he was spotted out about 6 days ago at Apple Pan, which is a famous hamburger spot in LA. It's delicious. He looked really, really happy. What do you think about that? How do we take that into the equation?
It's also so weird because, you know, paparazzi literally have every living moment of yourself. And to them, having that photo of, you know, like, this is the last time we saw him, you know, in the public. And it's kind of weird, you know, and just like, you know, as we're going to talk about his mom and dad showing up to see their son who just passed away. And like, I felt weird.
Yeah.
Like, I almost put down my phone yesterday and said, I feel like I'm crossing
the line. Yeah, yeah, I'm a voyeur now. I'm invading. This is no longer news. It became entertainment. The mom and dad really did affect me too, and I'm not sure why. I think it's the look. His mom's called Susan. His dad is right. Keith. The expression on their face and the fact that photograph now exists. They've cordoned off the house, but the paparazzi, the photographers, the press, the media of the world. You said the show was a hit around the world. Well, the world's media is following this. I woke up this morning right. And it's all over the cover of the British papers, the French papers, the German papers. Seeing his mum and dad turn up at the house really reminded me that this was a human being. This was a little boy who had family. He grew up in Canada. He had a mom and a dad that loved him. He wasn't Chandler. He was their little Matthew. And it just broke my heart. Those pictures were tough, Garrett.
And the fact that if you follow Matthew Perry on Instagram, you see that he kind of rekindled his relationship with his dad, you know, and he just posted a photo and it's so weird. And it's easy to go down this rabbit hole of, you know, everybody turns into these detectives / sleuths of the world. I just wouldn't go down that road because it's very easy because, you know, he posted something. The lead singer of the Cranberries passed away. And the lead singer of the Cranberries unfortunately passed away by drowning. You know, and
there's a line, isn't there? There's a line between being curious, which we all are, and being ghoulish, which hopefully we're not here. Now, Whitney Houston died because she drowned in a bathtub as well. At the time, she was on drugs. She was on prescription drugs. And now I think it is a legitimate question if it's handled well and gently. You know, a 54-year-old man who was playing pickleball, does he go home, get in a jacuzzi and have a heart attack and drown? That is a possibility. He was overweight. He's had lots and lots of health troubles. Prescription drugs were found at the scene. But I was thinking about that too. And it's such a blaring headline. Prescription drugs. You just see the word drugs. If I passed away and the police came to my apartment, they'd find prescription drugs too. I have a sinus infection today.
But according to the press, you have this severe drug problem. Right. And that's how you passed away. You know,
having anti-anxiety medication, which is what they found there, that isn't something that we should really read into. I think why we're doing this here, and I'm being fair to everybody who is doing this, all the listeners and you and me, Garrett, is that he's been so honest with his past. It would be very unusual for somebody who had such a troubled, dark past with substance abuse, with rehab facilities, it would be unusual for him to pass away at 54 and for somehow them not to be connected. Is that fair to say?
I think it is, too. But I also think there's another line that we're another thing we're not thinking about, too, because we're all guilty of it. Of, you know, you go to the doctor once and then it's like, OK, I'll come back every year. And then it's 4, 5, 6 years later. And, you know, it could have been a simple thing of it was something that he probably didn't even know about or an underlining thing that was going on.
To me,
The other eerie thing is his last post on Instagram is him sitting in a pool.
The very hot pool. I think it's the same hot tub that he passed away in. I looked at the pictures. He's in a hot tub, really enjoying it. His friends who I spoke to told me that was his happy place. This was a brand new house. He had just moved in. But they said, too, that he had a lot of reasons to live. He was about to start a new film once the strike was over. So the actor's strike is still going on, but he had plans already to do a new movie. An exclusive little bit of reporting too. My Broadway insiders tell me he was planning to bring a play to New York. He did a play in London based on his own life. And it was based on somebody that struggled with addiction. It was really a one-man show, basically, but it was a heightened version of that. He was in talks with at least two producers I know to bring that to London, which leads you to believe this is not a man who wanted to go. This is not a man who wanted to die. But another friend I spoke to said that Matthew was very, very clear that he had a disease. That's how he saw it, a disease. And that never totally goes away. There's good days, there's bad days, there's good months, there's bad months.
Ups and
downs.
You're
going to read a lot of reporting that he's sober or he was sober. But my insiders warn me, an addict would never actually use that term. That's why they count
right.
the days, because at any minute, things could change. Hey, something popped up, Garrett, that I thought was so interesting. Did you
What's
know that?
That
he went to school with the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau?
I heard about that, but it was one of those things where, you know, you hear about it like in a headline and then that's it. But I'm glad you reminded.
Yeah, he put out a statement. Matthew's passing is shocking and saddening. I will never forget the schoolyard games we used to play together. So true. Now, talking about reactions, we've got to point out that the cast of Friends have not yet reacted. I'm told that they are devastated, particularly Jennifer, who really was the one that stayed in touch with Matthew the most. If you remember last year, they did that big reunion special, and I did my research. They'd only ever got together, all six of them, twice before that special. After the show ended, they were not really the closest friends. They had a work experience together, but the ladies, they were close. But the boys sort of went their own way. But Jennifer did check in on Matthew. I'm told they're devastated, and get this, Garrett, I'm told they're going to issue a joint statement. All five of them are going to put out a statement, because now they will never, ever be complete again.
Well, and here's the interesting part, too, because as we all know, they have the means, the money. Mm. Do they do a two-phase where they do the public showing, they're all seen walking out of the funeral together, or do they treat it like, a celebrity A-list wedding where there's tents and security and just keep it, between them, I think that is interesting. And another point, too, that not a lot of people are thinking about, because, it's early in the season, but we're entering, that dark, I don't want to say darkness, but a season where a lot of people have problems and dealing with,
depression, mental health is very, very serious all year round, but particularly around the holidays.
Yeah, exactly. And especially now, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but I don't think this is going to be the only story we're going to talk about over the next couple of months, unfortunately, for whatever reason that may be. So no matter if you're the biggest celebrity or just literally the guy handing coffee on the corner, just check in on people.
Check in
just
on
say,
people.
A little, hey, how you doing? Been thinking about you. Goes longer than you think.
Yes, a moment of Garrett. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett. Today we've really focused on the tragic passing of Matthew Perry. Garrett, did you ever interview him? Did you ever meet him?
No, I didn't. But that was the first show that I was in eighth grade, seventh, eighth grade, and Friends.
What's your show?
That was the NBC show, pretty much. Thursday nights, that and Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And then into ER at that point.
Yeah, and it was still at the time when we all watched television network TV together, like millions of people watched, not just a couple of million, tens of millions. I was in Edinburgh at the time, and this show, I think it was on a Thursday night in Edinburgh, where none of us went to the bars or the clubs or really any of our lectures or schools or the library. We all stayed home and watched Friends. Now, do you know who were the biggest fans of this show? Prince Harry and Prince William. They've spoken about it. They loved this show. So many people in Hollywood are affected by this, including the royals. And another person who really is sort of our nicest of the day, although today's format of the show is obviously a little bit different. But let's stop for a moment and pause to acknowledge Adele, who stopped her show in Vegas over the weekend. And she said he was so open with his struggles. So the songwriter, the singer, shared that she had never met Matthew Perry in her life, but she'll always remember his Friends character for the rest of her life. She said he's probably the best comedic actor of all time. Talk to me a little bit about that, because you really do know acting very well. This was great. Comedy.
It's more of just timing, like you could tell a joke, why the chicken crossed the road, because he wanted to get to the other side. But the way Matthew Perry would tell the joke, there's this chicken and he was crossing the road, right? He wasn't crossing the road because he was hungry or whatever. And then, just the way he delivered it, and especially playing off of other characters like Jennifer Aniston and Matt LeBlanc, that was the pure comedy, because they literally were your friends through TV, because you could relate, like, oh, I'm Chandler or I'm Joey, you always had that that feeling of like I can connect with them on some degree because I'm a smart ass like Chandler. It's funny that you're just speaking about Adele, because I saw another clip. Charlie Puth was in concert last night too, and he stopped down to play the piano and played a melodic version of I'll Be There
it's
for
just
You.
Gorgeous.
And then his other song too that took went to another stratosphere when he wrote See You Again for Paul Walker, and it kind of played into Matthew Perry's passing as well. So if you have a chance, listen to a slowed down version or go listen to Charlie Puth play that, because it kind of kind of zen you out in a little bit, and then listen to See You Again, because you'll see it, and it almost has that Friends feeling to it, but you're right, man. Rob, it hits you differently.
And our naughtiest of the day, 911 audios from the Dispatch have been released.
I couldn't
listen to them. I don't want them. If you do, they're on TMZ. I'm not even going to go into the details, but you can hear voices. I don't know about this.
I get TMZ's version of why they're doing it, of we're news, we're for headlines, but where is the line? You know what I mean? Like, where is the line between the audio, the parents, the photos,
friends,
of
the body being wheeled out, his dog's there now. There's a new report out today that Lisa Kudrow will take the dog, but yet she didn't say that. She's not issued a statement. So how would anybody know
it's
that?
Crazy, it's crazy how it just like rolls into.
Well, it becomes
this
a business.
Craziness.
Let me explain it. I'm in this business, and there's going to be a lot of money made over the next couple of weeks with Matthew Perry. Websites traffics have gone through the roof. People are clicking. We want more and more of these stories. I've told my team at Naughty Gossip to be very restrained about this. I don't want all these little speculative details on my site. This is not a moment to think about your bottom line. It's a moment to think about each other. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you for joining us on this really special episode of the Naughty But Nice Show. I think we did a good job here, Garrett, giving information, but also too, our tone was so important. This is nothing to make money on, to gossip about. That's not what today was.
And I think that just like Friends, we're just friends talking to other friends about our friend who no longer is here.
That's a beautiful thing to say. We are all friends here. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. And remember, our tagline is more important today than ever. And this is for you, Matthew Perry. If you're going to
be naughty,
you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. I mean it.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.